Welcome back to The Undefeated. We got new host, Braden Fickle, here with Noah Gabriel.
Yes, sir.
Grayson Hill.
What's up?
Austin Cortez.
What's up?
Dylan Rydberg.
Good morning.
And Caleb Weber.
Hello.
And we are going to go ahead and get started with the NBA. Last night, the Heat went on the road in Game 6 and beat the 76ers 99-90 behind 32 points from Jimmy Butler and Max Strus putting up 20. What was the key to the Heat's success in the series, and will it continue into the Eastern Conference Finals? Harden. Let's start with Austin.
The Heat's success, their interior defense, it's unmatched. They got hustle, tenacity. It's a hard team to beat. That's why they're the first team in the East. First team in the East. Defense wins championships.
It's a good take. Let's head over to Noah. What you got to say about the Heat?
I think it's their experience, because some of the players on that team was there in that bubble in that finals. So some of the players are still there. Butler, Hero, Bam, all of them, and experience helped them out and stuff like that. And then I think that's going to help them keep going with their experience and stuff. They're trying to get back to the finals where they were in the bubble. So I think they're doing pretty well. So I think it was an experience.
Okay, Grayson.
I feel like on one end, Harden underperformed, putting up zero in the second half. But I'm agreeing with Austin. Defense was just there with Bam. Everyone was just showing up. Jimmy Butler had a revenge game against his old team. And, yeah, that's just it. It's just better team, plain and simple.
Oh. Here's it.
Got anything to add, Dylan?
Yeah, I got something to add. Well, I think maybe, you know, it has something to do with James Harden not showing up, but I think at the same time, Joel Embiid said it best. A lot of people were expecting a Houston James Harden to come to show up to Philadelphia, but clearly he's no longer the same player that he was. He's more of a playmaker, not necessarily score first anymore. But I think the Heat are overall just a better team in general. They have a lot better chemistry, as you can see with teams like the Suns. Chemistry is a lot better than just taking superstars and throwing them on a team.
Okay, another headliner last night. The Mavs blew out the Suns after getting blown out in Game 5. Let's talk about that a little bit. Somebody just start.
I'm pretty happy that, you know, the Mavs won. It's like, but the worst, it's hard part is, like, most of the Suns and the Mavericks mostly win all their games when they're at home. Whoever at home, automatic win. So we're heading toward Game 7. It's pretty crazy. It's going to be close, the close series. But now they got to head back to Phoenix, and, you know, they do predict, though, like, you know, last time Phoenix won their last time when they're at home. It's just going to see that now who wants it more. So the Mavericks really got to win this one. It's going to be tough because they haven't won, but they really got to, like, play their hearts off for the next game. You know, they're going to be playing away and stuff. I feel like if the Mavericks can win this, is one. If Chris Paul can get fouled out the whole game, we've seen how they do without Chris Paul on the floor. Without him, the leader, the veteran, who the most experienced guy, it can really affect the team a lot and stuff. If Chris Paul can get in foul trouble, the Mavericks could get a win. And if they and then Booker doesn't go off, I think the Mavericks could win it. But if Chris Paul's on the floor for the Suns and doesn't get no foul trouble, and Booker has a great game and stuff, and the Suns do what they need to do at home, they'll go to the Western Conference Finals and they'll face whoever they face, Memphis or the Warriors.
I think you're right about the Chris Paul fouling out, but I don't think it's Chris Paul at all. I think it's the Mavericks. They need to start making those threes. We saw it in Game 4, I believe. The Mavericks came out there shooting their lights out, but the Suns locked them up on the perimeter. You lock the Mavericks up on the perimeter, they ain't going nowhere. You lock them down in the first and second quarter, it's going bad. It's bad news for Luka. Luka still put up 28 points.
No, it was 33.
Game 5.
Oh, you're talking about Game 5.
Yeah, 28 points. But their shooters, who was it?
Maxi
and Finney-Smith.
Yeah.
Bullock.
Bertans.
Sometimes
they have a lot of, like,
sometimes Brunson will get some
Bullock
shots.
Yeah.
Points up.
I like their, like, rotation of shooters, but if, like, because, you know, you can play whatever guy's hot. If it's, like, Kleba, Bullock, Finney Smith, whoever's hitting their shots.
Maybe Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie too.
I think the Mavericks, like Luka, yeah, but he can't be always doing it mainly. Some people, other players gotta step up, like Dinwiddie gotta get some. It can't just always be Luka keeping them alive. Luka can't do everything, so they need to have the teamwork and contribute a lot if they want to win Game 7.
Dinwiddie did put up like 5 or so threes last game. But what I'm going to say on this is if we can make Chris Paul and all of them turn over the ball a lot.
Turnovers is a big key.
Yeah. They had like what, like 16 or something turnovers last game?
Yeah.
Chris Paul giving up like 4 or 5 of them. I feel like if we get Chris Paul to 4 or 5 turnovers per game, I feel like the Mavericks can take home W in Arizona.
Yeah, the turnovers have been a really big problem for the Suns. You've seen that in that one game. Like the one game when Chris Paul got fouled out and stuff.
It
was game 4. If they get like a lot of turnovers, the Mavs could win, but if they don't concede turnovers, the Suns are winning. So like we'll just have to see what happens.
All right, let's head to tonight's game with the Celtics going to the Bucks. The Celtics are down 2-3, and who do you think wins today's game, and then who do you think wins the series? Start with Dylan.
Yeah, I'm starting with this. First of all, I'd like to say I watched the end of the – it's crazy, I know, me watching the game. Watched the end of the Celtics-Bucks game. I thought it was a Celtics game. I really thought it was them. Talking about game five. Yeah, I thought that game was going to the Celtics, no question. But the Bucks pulled it out. Bobby Portis didn't expect his name to be flown around, and Drew Holiday. You know, he's a great player.
That was clutch deal.
I don't know. I think they're going to Milwaukee. I think the Bucks. You know, I think the Bucks have a little bit better chemistry on their team than the Celtics do. But I think the Celtics might be a better team overall. Just by a little bit. So, I don't know. I think this game can go either way, as much of the games have. But I'm going to say the Bucks get the dub tonight.
I got the Celtics winning Game 6 and Game 7. You know, I think Tatum is just that guy, you know. It just all depends on Giannis, I feel like. If they can clamp up Giannis, I feel like they win. Both teams are very good on defense. I just feel like the Celtics are a better offensive team. And, again, if they can clamp up Giannis, I feel like the Celtics got it.
Crazy take, in my opinion. We've seen game in and game out. Home court advantage is real. And Celtics is playing in Bucks territory. If Bucks lost last game, they wasn't going to win this one. But they're going to win this one. They got the momentum. They're a momentum team. When they won the championship
last season,
it was all momentum. They won a game, they won another one. They won a game, they won one away, they won it at home. The Bucks do that all the time. They're a positive team. Well, during the preseason and regular season, not so much. But Bucks are a playoff team, and they want the championship again. And the Celtics are just breaking down. Al Horford had that one good game. And they know what to do now. Giannis don't make the same mistake twice. So,
Noah, what you got on this one?
Wow, I felt like Game 5 was kind of the decider who was gonna win the series, and it showed the Bucks. If the Celtics, it's gonna be tough. You're playing Milwaukee. The fans are gonna be really cheering their team on. It just gotta be depending on how Jason Tatum plays. If Marcus Smart can make some key defensive plays, but I think what you said, Austin, is right. The momentum, and they're the defending champs. They're trying to come back and get a two-peat. We haven't seen that in a while. I think the last time that happened was like the Warriors and stuff. Yeah, but Giannis and that team, when they get that momentum, I think the Bucks finish it. That pretty much Game 5 settled it. That the Bucks are gonna win this rest of the series, and they're at home, and they're gonna meet with the Heat at the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I agree. I got the Bucks winning at home. Another game tonight is the Grizzlies at the Warriors. Grizzlies down 2-3. Ja Morant out the rest of the series, most likely out probably the rest of the playoffs if they keep winning. Who do you guys got in tonight's game and the series?
Okay. Okay. Now, if Ja was healthy, I would say Warriors. But did y'all see in, like, the regular season how good they did without Ja?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I'm saying is I got Grizz in this one, but I got the Warriors closing it out in Game 7.
That's valid. That's valid. But Draymond, if Draymond doesn't get all those turnovers, they was down, what, 11 one time? And then Draymond turned the ball over. He turned it over again. He turned it over again. He turned it over again. If they want to win next game and close the series out and not let Draymond take up the ball in crucial time, let a ball handler take up the ball.
Like Curry or Clay.
Curry, Clay, Poole. No one but Draymond. No. Draymond thinks he's LeBron out there. He's obviously not.
Okay.
I got Warriors if they don't let Draymond take up the ball.
Now, real question. Clutch time, 2 seconds left. Poole or Thompson to shoot the final ball?
Thompson.
Iguodala.
Iguodala.
I want Iguodala.
Max Kellerman quote.
Nah, I like the Grizzlies, though. I don't know if the Warriors will blow a 3-1 lead.
No.
But I think the Grizzlies win tonight. Like, they go to Golden State. They win. And it goes to 3-3, and I think the Warriors win. But I do like the Grizzlies and how they play without Ja.
But, like, three players had, like, 21 points last game.
I think when they don't have Ja, their team actually connects. The chemistry is there. When Ja's on the court, they have to pass it to Ja. He's the main guy. But, like, I feel like without them, they do so much better. I think Ja is the main problem on the team, and that's why they kind of struggled.
Okay. I don't know if he's
– That's a hot take.
That's a hot take. Look what they did. They blew out the Warriors without Ja.
No.
Okay,
Ja,
just because they blew out the Warriors does not mean that Ja Morant is a problem.
No, Ja Morant's not the problem.
There
it's
is
just,
no problem.
He's a little bit.
He's not. He's not the most valuable player on team, but he is in fact a valuable player that puts up good points and stuff. He's just not the most valuable player in the league right now.
That's what I'm trying to mean.
That's why I'm not thinking he's the MVP or something. He doesn't bring a lot of factors to it, but he definitely does make the team better. In a lot of ways.
Ja Morant is not the problem. They just need to come up with a strategy to incorporate all the other players without relying just on Ja. Hopefully they can bring that in next season because they're not winning the playoffs. They're not going anywhere in the playoffs no more if they lose tonight's game.
Which, by the way, is not a player problem. That's a coaching problem that they can't find a way to incorporate other players besides Ja Morant when he's on the floor.
This just brought up an idea in me. It kind of reminds me of the 2018 Rockets with everyone saying Harden was the problem or something like that because he's going really inconsistent, pulling up like 30 shots per game, and then whenever Harden's not on the floor, they do a lot better.
Well, yeah, but Ja Morant isn't – I don't necessarily think he's inconsistent.
Yeah, I'm just saying he gets injured a lot.
Yeah, he's injury prone.
I feel like he's going to be the next Derrick Rose.
Didn't James Harden win MVP in 2018?
Yeah. He did, but
yeah.
James Harden has put up MVP numbers ever since the bubble, and then once the bubble hit, he stopped putting up these crazy MVP numbers.
Yeah, because he became a playmaker.
Yeah, I think James Harden because he only took like 8 shots last game, and like he's a type of guy that would like if this was 3 years ago, he would take 28 shots. Like he's just kind of scaled back on
okay.
Would you rather have?
He would probably
would
go
have
like
2018
for 28.
Harden or 2020 Harden.
2018.
I don't know. I mean,
but paired up with Joel Embiid, still 2018 Harden.
I still like Harden a lot here. Yeah. Like I still think he's a really good player. He just doesn't have to do as much scoring wise.
I saw someone
say
they would take CJ McCollum over James Harden. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Right now,
I'm taking
CJ McCollum.
Right now, that's not ridiculous. You're comparing current James Harden to current CJ McCollum.
Yes.
I'm taking CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying he did have
2 years ago James Harden versus CJ McCollum. I'm taking that's not 2018.
2018
any time before 2 years ago or before that, I'm taking James Harden
no question. No, CJ McCollum did have a couple of breakout games since he got traded to the Pelicans. I'm just saying if Harden can shoot the ball, he's going to put up a lot of points. I know that sounds obvious to say. But if he can get a hot streak going, he can score.
But that's the thing. He's not shooting.
He's not that. He's not that.
He's not that person anymore. He's not the same player that he was in Houston. CJ McCollum helped the Pelicans almost beat the Suns. If CJ McCollum wasn't on that team, I don't even know if they make the playoffs.
Nah, I think it was Ingram.
If James Harden's on the Pelicans, do you think they win the series instead of CJ McCollum?
No,
absolutely not.
I think they have a better chance.
Hey, guys.
I think it would have ended in six again.
All right, let's erase my take on that. Okay, saying jaw the prom. That was a pretty hot take that everybody got really good. It's just weird because they played really good without him. It's just weird.
I think the players that just know when Jaw's not here, they got to step up.
But I'll say this, though. I think the Warriors will close it out. We'll see about – I think Memphis will win today's game, I guess.
Who do you think they're going to win game seven?
Probably the Warriors. I think they'll close it out, you know. They have the more experience and stuff. Forget my hot take. That got everybody rowdy.
All right, let's go to the last game of – the series in the Mavs and the Suns, Game 7 on Sunday. Who do you guys got winning?
I got Iguodala.
Okay. The Suns winning, but if Chris Paul don't do his thing, if he doesn't win this series, he's never going this far in the playoffs ever again. Chris Paul needs to win this series if he wants to win a ring.
Is he your key player for the game?
Chris Paul?
For sure.
He needs
for
to do
sure.
his thing. Devin Booker needs to do his thing too. But I just see no hope for Chris Paul if they don't win. I want the Suns to win, but it's looking scary.
Another thing I think is a huge factor is how DeAndre Ayton plays.
I was about to say that. I think DeAndre Ayton might be the key player of the game. That he might determine the success for both teams. You know, he's able to get boards. He's able to play good defense and not pivot the wrong way whenever there's a wide open bucket. I don't know. I think the Suns will win. It'll be a close game. I think back and forth. It's in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
It'll be back and forth, really close game down to the wire. But I think the Suns will be able to close it out. Just because I don't think the Mavericks are that team yet.
A playoff like that playoff that
next year
contender.
Though.
Yeah, I don't think the Mavericks are as much of a finals contender as the Suns are.
Do y'all think the Mavericks are going to sign Brunson to a huge deal?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I think they don't bring him back. I think they let him walk. But I think because they just got Dinwiddie. And, Brunson's definitely better than Dinwiddie. But they're not that different to pay Brunson that much money. When they need to go get a center. When they need to go get other pieces to the team, because Dwight Powell's a serviceable bench player, but when you have to rely on him as a starter to get big minutes, it's just
I feel like the Mavericks tough. Should go out and get someone like Miles Turner.
You know how much
they ain't got enough money for
they ain't got enough Rudy. Cash space for that.
Let Jalen Brunson walk. Mm-hmm. Go get Rudy Gobert.
Ooh.
And you're talking.
He wanted to go to Dallas.
Rudy?
The Jazz are not getting rid of Rudy Gobert.
No, I feel like
it's going to be Mitchell.
I don't think.
No doubt in my mind, Mitchell leaves before Gobert does. I don't think the Jazz organization will let Gobert leave. Now, it may be questionable because I'm sure Mitchell probably puts up better numbers in retrospect to Gobert. But Mitchell's the problem with Gobert's scoring and his efficiency. Yeah, I know. We have until 12:45. Well, they started at 12:30, but yeah, we're good. But yeah, I don't think Gobert will be leaving.
Nah, I definitely agree because he is their best, their best rebounder, one of their best big men on the team. But
one of the best big men in the league, Noah.
Yeah,
he's a top five.
He's a
but
top.
Jokic is
Rudy Gobert?
Six.
Jokic
you
won
think
the MVP.
Rudy Gobert's top five.
Jokic did not deserve MVP, but that's not the question.
You feel like Embiid deserved it?
Yeah,
Embiid definitely deserved it.
More than Jokic did.
Yeah, that man did.
Y'all think Rudy Gobert's top five?
It should have been Embiid, Giannis, Jokic.
No,
I don't know.
I got Jokic
Giannis
too.
Might
I got
be
Jokic
my
too.
MVP.
Oh, no doubt.
But
probably for the finals,
Embiid,
he makes it.
Embiid or Giannis definitely should have won over Jokic.
I agree.
But
Giannis only got like 9 MVP votes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I thought it would be a lot closer. Especially with Jokic getting like 61 or something votes. That's like absurd. I don't think Jokic.
Jokic is a great player. We don't gotta discredit him. But in terms of MVP and his team success, they didn't make it. They didn't, like, I mean, I know it's just a regular season MVP, but, like, Jokic is not that player in the playoffs, and he's really not that player in the postseason.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Or, towards the end of the regular season, my bad.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah, back to game seven here.
All right. I'll say mine.
All right.
This is going to – all right. All right. This is going to be a close game. I'm a Mavericks fan. I do want them to win, but I just feel like it's Phoenix. I think they want it bad enough. They're trying to – they were in the finals last year. They lost to the Bucks. They want to get back to the finals. And if they want – if they play the Bucks in the finals, they want to get the revenge. So I can see probably the Suns more like wanting it more than the Mavericks. I do want my Mavericks to win, but we'll just have to see. But I feel like the Suns are they're going to be the team that wants it more.
That's fair. You know, I have the Mavs winning. My key players, you know, I wrote in my notes, I think Dwight Powell, like what you were talking about, Aiden.
Yeah.
I think Dwight Powell's the key if he can, like, you know, defend Aiden. And then for the Suns, I wrote in Cam Johnson. You know, he's had two big games. If he's playing pretty good, I think, you know, him making shots. Payne's also a good player. So those guys, if they can hit shots, then I think
but
the Suns will win.
Six man?
I got Mavs because
Payne,
I'm biased.
Six man.
Yeah.
I like the Mavs, and I'm going to go with the Mavs here. But, you know, it's going to be a really good game.
I'll still go with my Mavs, my favorite team, but we'll just see. I just feel like Phoenix, but I think we'll see, man. I'm not going to say who I want to win. We'll just see what happens. Why are you giving me that face, Dylan? Man,
that's atrocious.
All right, we're gonna switch over now.
All right,
and we're gonna go to the MLB. So, right. Austin,
thanks for having me.
Thanks.
All right, Austin, Noah, you out?
Yeah, I don't watch that much baseball.
Thank you guys for
being on the pod
today.
It was a pleasure being here. It's probably my last time beyond this, so it was a pleasure being here. All right, yeah, y'all have a great podcast.
Noah.
So yeah, see y'all.
All right, as we're transitioning, we got Caleb Weber now on the mic.
Yeah.
And Dylan Rydberg taking over Noah's seat. Let's start. You guys, I'll let you pick. NHL or MLB, which I want to
go MLB, Angels no-hitter.
MLB, okay.
Sure.
Tuesday night, first no-hitter of the year from rookie Reed Detmers.
With only two strikeouts.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say.
No hits to raise, only two strikeouts. How's that even happen? Detmers looked good so far this year. He's 2-1. 3.77 ERA is pretty good for a rookie pitcher.
That is pretty good.
Any thoughts on Reed Detmers or the Angels?
No thoughts. I don't know much about either.
The Angels did get off to a hot start. I think
they're one of the seven teams with 20 wins.
That was in the notes.
Yes, and I feel like their hype and their hot train is going to slow down a little bit, but I feel like the Angels are still gonna make the postseason.
That's a little bit. It's a little early, I think, to be talking about the postseason.
But I don't think they're gonna be a high ranked seed.
You got any Reed Detmers take, John?
Detmers was the 10th overall pick, actually.
Okay. Fill me in on what's going on so far.
We literally just started with
Reed
Detmers.
We just started with Reed Detmers' first hitter or no hitter. Yes. He's a top, I think it was first round draft pick for the Angels 2 years ago, give or take.
2020, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, he hasn't had crazy time to develop. He, you know, didn't develop like most starters do who come out of college, play 3-4 years in minors and then come up. This guy got called up, I think it might have been at the end of last season, and pitched pretty well. This year, phenomenal, amazing lefty with a great pitch mix, and throws a no-hitter in his, I think it might be his fifth or sixth start, which
his,
is
I think yeah, six.
Yeah, his sixth start, that's crazy. Never seen before. And, you know, I think that's amazing. He's going to be a great guy for the Angels. The Angels needed pitching. They went out and got it this past draft for the only drafted pitchers. So I think they're ready. I think they are getting ready for a postseason spot. I don't think it'll be this year. If they make it, it's because of expanded playoffs. But I don't see them. I see them for sure making a playoff spot next year if they don't this year.
All right. Since the last podcast that we had recorded, the Texas Rangers are 7-2.
Oh, yeah.
Have they started to turn the season around, or was it just a one-week wonder?
I don't know. That's first of all, that's more than 1 week. It's like 9 days.
Okay, well, it was 1 week.
2 weeks,
when
I think.
When they were 5-1.
Well, okay.
But then they won the series against the Royals, too.
I actually, fun fact, was supposed to be at that game last night.
I was, too.
But
so TCTV banquet, you know, comes first, guys.
It does.
The first ever one.
Did Will invite you too?
No, I have not season tickets, but we got like a 10-20
game,
something like that. Yeah.
Take me to a game with you, please.
So yeah.
Well, Seager had like a 2-run home run game, first game against the Royals, and I feel like whenever Seager does good, the whole team does good. You know. Brad Miller showed out last night, putting up a home run. He went like 2-for-4 or something like that. And everyone just showed up. Heim, he didn't really show up. He went like 0-for-4 or something like that. Nate Lowe, just everyone shows up whenever Seager shows up. It's just the momentum, like I said.
Here's my take on our Rangers. You know, I think so far, I think they've been lackluster, honestly, for what we did this offseason. Signed Marcus Semien to 6 years and, you know, $500 million. Seager to 7 years, $500 million. I'm rounding up the numbers, but, you know, it's about that. And, you know, Semien hasn't been doing his thing. It's been a lot of striking out, swing and miss. I have not seen him get on base in a while. That's a lie.
He's a slow start guy.
Yeah, he's a slow start guy.
Mid-season type of
dude. He wasn't as bad last year as he is right now, but he started off very slow and he still had a really good season.
Yeah. I just really hope he starts up soon, cuz if he doesn't, you know, that, you know, we may need to reevaluate some things, you know, sort of look at our farm and think, where's Semien going to be?
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, where is our starting pitching going to be?
Yeah, do you guys think that, you know, Semien, he's batting in the top three spots every game. And, like, when you have a guy batting under 200, like, do you think about moving him down? Like, as a Rangers, as a coaching perspective,
league.
I'm putting him to six.
My Altuve card is batting, like, 150. And he's batting leadoff for me. So I don't know what to say. Maybe
you're just bad.
Well, okay.
You've only
played 4 or 5.
That's
games.
Funny because I whooped you, Grayson.
No, he did not.
7-2. Anyways,
that's a lie. Where's your receipts? Exactly. No.
I think as a manager, I think maybe from ownership, they're telling me to put him in the top three spots. And as a manager, I probably wouldn't want him batting in the top three. I think maybe he should be in the 5 spot. Someone who's not – we're not depending on him to get on base, but if someone's on base, we want him to do the work.
Yeah.
And no, so, you know, I think 5 spot is a great place for Marcus, at least for right now, until he wakes up and gets hot, which, you know, as we say, hopefully late start, you know, second half, hopefully goes off, you know, crazy, leads records in second baseman home runs. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure he will. I hope he does. If he does, it may be too late. Like, you know, everything goes crazy after the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, we sort of get a picture of who's a playoff team or not. And if the Rangers aren't in that conversation and Marcus Semien finally gets hot, I think it will have been too late. Nate Lowe, before I stop talking about the Rangers, Nate Lowe batting
350 or something.
Okay, well, not 350, but batting, like, you know, pretty high, above average, all-star level batting average right now. Let's keep our eye out for Nate Lowe, please.
He's down to like a 270 now.
Oh, he's batting 270?
No.
Okay.
Move him a better card.
No, I feel like 3 should go Seager, 4 Garcia, and 5 Semien.
I like Seager 2.
I would put Seager 4, Garcia 1.
Garcia.
I like Seager
sucks.
Too. I like Seager too. You know, Seager being at the number 2 in my team.
No,
rakes.
Two.
All right.
It's a great spot for him.
It is. It really is
okay,
a good spot
and
for him.
And who would you have 3? Garcia?
Solak.
Solak needs to move up to 5 from 7.
I don't know anything about the Rangers.
Do you want? I put
Solak, Semien, 5-6.
Do you want? Do you want Miller one lead off?
Yes.
No.
And do you want Lau?
Three.
You want Lau three?
Garcia four, I guess, but I still don't like Garcia.
Zach.
Maybe my boy Mitch Garver four.
Mitch Garver is under. No. What about Heim though?
Heim has been great. Okay. Heim four. Garcia seven.
Garver DH.
You can't hit right now.
I got Garcia six.
That's fine. And then Solak 7, I guess. Okay, let's go Astros. 10-game winning streak. Swept the Mariners, Tigers, and the Twins. John, you do like the Astros.
I do enjoy Astro baseball, yes.
Have you seen any of their 10-game win streak?
I saw them win their games, or not all of their games, but I saw them win their games in Seattle. I saw them when they came here to town in Rangers just a couple weeks ago. The Rangers won that game. But after that, we lost a lot of them. I can't remember. I had this discussion with an Astros fan. But honestly speaking here, Jeremy Peña, their new shortstop, has been raking. He's been going crazy a lot better than some people expected him. I don't know if he's better. I don't think he's better than Carlos Correa, but I do think we should keep our eye out for Jeremy Peña over there at shortstop for the Astros. Altuve, I always knew Altuve was going to be awake, all right? The batting leadoff, or number three, that guy is going crazy on other pitching, all right? He literally hits first pitch home runs. That's just the guy. He's that guy, all right?
Yo, check.
Just not for my show
check,
team.
Check his
yeah,
shirt,
just
bro.
Not for
check
Dylan's
for the buzzers,
show
check
team.
The buzzers.
All right? I think...
Just bump Kyle Tucker's card up to a diamond, please.
I think...
I need Jordan Alvarez diamond.
Hey, yeah, Jordan Alvarez Jordan diamond.
I just bought a couple Tucker. Of him. I bought a
you
couple
bought a couple of them?
I bought like
I bought
10 of
Wanders.
I already have a whole bunch of Wanders.
Look at us talking about
a bunch of Joe
that will be the show
Joe
stock.
Musgrove, I bought like six of him. I bought a couple show Wanders, a couple Jordans.
I bought like 10 Jordans.
I bought Tommy Edman a couple weeks ago, and dude's been really good. I bought a couple
y'all
of
think,
him.
I told you, Tommy Edman.
You think Lowry is going to go up?
No.
No.
But here's my main concern for the Astros, all right?
We could have just done a show podcast.
Yeah, we should. Honestly, we should just live stream our games through TCTV.
No.
Have somebody commentate
too much
them.
Hostile.
No, Anthony wouldn't want that because he's.
We should do it with Anthony because he sucks. He's 0-8 right now.
Yeah, no, he's 0-9.
And so.
I think.
0-9 now?
I think.
So here's where I'm looking at the Astros and saying, man, when is this going to stop? I think the Astros, the train has started going, all right? They're being productive.
The train literally?
Both literally the train in left field and figuratively that crazy home run train that they have. I know, that's why I said the train in left field. So I think Astros are a playoff team. This 10-game win streak, who do they play next?
I saw it. It was might have been the White Sox. I'm not sure. It wasn't a great team.
Well, if it's the White Sox, I think a White Sox will give them, you know, a run for their money, but I don't think they will be the people to end their streak. I think the Astros can keep it through the White Sox.
It's Nationals.
Oh, it's the Nats?
I think maybe the Sox after that, but it's Nationals, yeah.
Okay, well, then, yeah, they beat the Nats. If they don't beat the Nats, it's because they didn't want to. But
no, it was Red Sox, not White Sox. But they suck. Red Sox are terrible.
Yeah, Red Sox are not awake right now. But, yeah, I think the Astros, we should expect this from the Astros. They're a great team. They're still a good team until Altuve leaves, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, before the two seniors leave, we're going to get some weekend series picks real quick. Blue Jays at the Rays. Who y'all got?
Blue Jays.
Rays. Give me the Rays.
Blue Jays sweep.
Give me the Blue Jays.
I'll go Blue Jays sweep 3-0. Padres at the Braves.
I got Padres 2-1.
I'm going Padres 2-1.
That's what I said.
Braves. You better say it, Dylan. Don't even come at no.
I want to say I hate both teams.
I know.
I'll take the Braves 2-1.
Let's go.
I'm taking Braves 2-1 too.
Caleb?
I took Braves sweep.
Oh, okay.
I think the Braves lose the game Charlie Morton pitches.
Okay. Giants at the Cardinals. It's a good series.
Cardinals sweep.
I got Giants 2-1. Actually, no. Cardinals.
I got Cardinals
2-1. Cardinals 2-1.
Cardinals 2-1.
I'll
go Giants.
I think Rodon and Webb both pitch, though.
I'm going Cardinals just to even it out.
So
but
it might be
just.
When did Rodon get the no-hitter? Like, wasn't
it? Oh, last year against the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, and then the last of our series picks, the Red Sox at the Rangers.
The Rangers sweep.
Is it four games or three games?
Three. I go Rangers 2-1.
The Red Sox 2-1.
I'll also take the Red Sox 2-1.
I'll take the Red Sox sweep.
I go Rangers 2-1.
I'm going Rangers 2-1. Rangers win the game. Martin Perez pitches.
And Dane Dunning. If you
and Dane Dunning.
Dane Dunning's that guy.
But I don't know. It's either one of those two pitchers.
We got another ad. Phillies at the Dodgers.
Dodgers sweep.
Sadly, the Phillies won last night, 9-7, because someone doesn't know how to make people. Some people don't know how to make good decisions. Gavin looks. Phillies and Phillies 2-1.
I got Phillies actually. Yeah.
I got Phillies, man.
Dodgers 2-1.
Because the Rangers beat the Phillies, and you know Rangers are obviously the best.
That's true.
Yeah, I agree. I second that.
And then we'll do one more. Grayson's the show team, the Cincinnati Reds. At the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pirates sweep.
Dude, I go Reds. Reds will win one.
No.
Yeah,
Pirates 2-1.
I got Pirates 2-1. The Reds will have
four I don't know.
Wins.
Both of those
are
so bad
are
teams
game
right
game
now.
Streak.
Both. Oh, yeah. Two-game win streak.
The series against the Dodgers.
I'm going to go with the Pirates.
I don't know,
2-1,
bro. Both of these teams are bad, bro. Both of these teams
I think,
are
Anthony
not good.
Should actually be the Reds since we have four wins. I like their park, though. That's why I chose the Reds.
I'm giving it to Pittsburgh. I'm going to Pirates.
I'm going Pirates 2-1.
Dude, have we talked about the league on the podcast? Because we'll be saying these things, and nobody will know what we're talking
we've
about.
We've talked about the league.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
We have a CCTV, MLB The Show League.
A little update.
The standings.
And I'm the best in it.
Well, how are we going to do that? I think this is the last podcast.
It is the last podcast.
Maybe we can convince Jan to give us one more.
Just the show podcast.
Just, yeah, for the show.
Roster updates. Diamond and League.
We should do it next year.
All you know is I'm in first.
We're doing okay. We're doing a fantasy football podcast and the show podcast.
I'm in.
That's what we're doing next year.
Okay. Are we talking about NHL real quick or no?
We're gonna do NHL.
Probably leave
this. Pittsburgh Penguins.
We'll just hit the game picks.
No, give me some updates. I want to talk about.
Besides the Avs sweep the Preds, three blowout wins and an overtime win, are the Avs the clear cut best team in the West?
Yes.
Avs or the Blues?
They are. Lower seeded St. Louis Blues win game 6 5-1 and put the Wild away. After going down 2-1, they won 3 straight. Any thoughts on the Blues?
I feel like Blues are like a dark horse / sleeper pick, I think.
Okay, Anthony.
yeah, I saw that. But Avs are still the best.
Okay, we'll hit the game picks then, I guess, because there's still 6 more games. Rangers at the Penguins, down 2-3.
I'm going to take the Rangers here because although it is in Pittsburgh. No, this is their elimination game for the Rangers.
It's 2-3. Rangers are down 2-3.
Yeah.
So you got Pittsburgh winning?
No.
I got
the Rangers winning because Sidney Crosby's out tonight.
Okay.
Ooh, and then I also have the Rangers winning because they were my championship.
Do you guys have the Rangers winning the series too?
No, I have Rangers
depends
winning
on
the game, and then Penguins winning the next.
It depends, because if they can beat them here, they'll have home ice, and if Crosby's playing, it's really toss-up right there. So, I don't know.
Okay, Panthers at the Capitals. Panthers are up 3-2.
I think the Capitals might be able to stick with this one.
I think Panthers end it.
I think they go to 7.
I have Panthers in 7, just because I think Ovechkin has a good night. It's my boy from the pod. Flames at the Stars. Flames up 3-2.
Stars in 7, baby.
All right, let me. You guys can go pick. I need to get something out.
So I got Flames in 7.
Flames, they're ending it tonight. That's my chance.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they ended it tonight. The only way Dallas wins is if they score any time before the third period. It's impossible for them to score in the third period.
They
it's also impossible. It's also impossible for them to not give up 3 goals in the third period because they've done that on 2 consecutive nights. There was 10 minutes left in the game on Wednesday with the score being 1-0, and they blew it. So, you know, honestly, it could if they don't, it could be Flames in six. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, tomorrow's games, the game sevens, Bruins at the Canes, Hurricanes and Bruins.
Canes.
I'm gonna go Bruins.
Give me the Bruins. Upset alert.
Give me them Canes.
I hate Boston.
I also hate Boston.
But I think the Bruins will win.
I like Brad Marchand.
I've heard of him, so he's probably pretty good. Lightning at Maple Leafs, game seven.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got Lightning. Lightning.
You know, as much as I want, I hate both teams in this situation. I want to see the Maple Leafs continue to fail and not make it out of the first round, but I also don't want to see the Lightning win again because I'm tired of seeing them in the playoffs. So I'm just going to say Maple Leafs.
I'm going to go Maple Leafs. Auston Matthews, yeah. Big game.
Hopefully.
And then the last of the game sevens, Kings at the Oilers. This series has been pretty interesting.
I want the Oilers.
Give me the Kings.
I'm a big Oilers guy.
Oilers by three.
I'll go Oilers, but the series has been a shock to me. I thought the Kings would go about five games and the Oilers would win in five.
Give me the Kings.
All right, so that'll do it for the show this week.
Thank you to our seniors.
The seniors.
This could be all his last time.
John.
This is our last
and
time.
Dylan.
Thank you.
And Austin.
Thank you.
It
was
you
great
guys.
Being the baseball guy for two.
And in loving member, actually.
Anton.
Anthony was not able to make it today.
We miss him.
Rest in peace,
Anthony. We miss Anthony.
Weird feelings. First time I won't be able to do this in 4 years, guys.
We miss Anthony a lot.
And
Noah.
And
thank you to Noah, too.
And Austin.
Noah and Austin.
And Austin.
And he got his wish.
Austin's a senior, so.
Noah is, too.
I know y'all haven't seen
Noah
much
will
of
no
them,
longer be on the show.
By Noah. By Austin.
By Mac.
By Dylan.
Bye, guys. By Yonda.
Say some shout-outs to
forever.
Our favorite seniors. Shout-out Maddie Hunt.
Shout-out Maddie.
Shout-out to Jake Grass.
Shout-out Jake
shout
Grass.
Shout-out Jake. Any other shout-outs y'all want to do before we shut this off?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Joe Musgrove for...
Okay, dude, he's going up. He's going up, bro.
You better go up.
He's going up. I can feel.
When is it? When does it come out? Do you know?
Is
it 2 o'clock?
Hill and Undefeated Out.
Yeah, Wander Franco, too. Better go down.
That's what I'm saying.
Rendon better go up because that one lefty home run.
I'm surprised you didn't get a supercharge or whatever.